You've heard the headlines. Get some perspective now with Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
It's a Friday, and we're going to have to kick the show off with discussion and another incident, something we'd rather not be talking about.
The Lead. Brought to you by Burge Ford, off the U.S. 60 and Mesa Drive.
Yeah, folks, I hate cracking the mic and having to tell you this, but yet another school shooting. It's the 22nd school shooting this year, and this time it's taking place in Santa Fe, Texas, at the Santa Fe High School. Here's what we know so far. The Harris County Sheriff is telling us between 8 and 10 people are dead. The majority of them students, some staff in that as well. The shooter is in custody. There is a person of interest who is also in custody. Both of them are students.
So this area is outside of Houston, maybe a little bit closer to Galveston, Texas, and we had law enforcement just step up to a microphone moments ago and give us the latest update.
This morning at about a little bit before 8 a.m., there were reports of an active shooter situation here at Santa Fe High School in Galveston County. There was indeed a shooting. Our understanding, and keep in mind this is all still preliminary and very fluid, but there was one person, a suspect in custody, a second possible person of interest that was detained and being questioned. There are multiple fatalities that have been confirmed.
As you can tell by that audio clip right there, it is still a very active situation. You've got detectives and officers going room to room, clearing that school. Sure. They believe they have the suspect and a person of interest in custody. But you could also imagine students, teachers that are hiding, that are sheltering in place, not knowing it's okay.
As they're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely. So they're going through, seeing if there's anybody else left in that school or anybody else who may be injured or who has passed, because right now we're finding out that there are fatalities at this school.
The number varies, but it could be anywhere between 8 to 10 fatalities at the school, including students and some adult staff as well.
So anytime we have stories like this, I feel obliged to say that the details will change, that the initial report sometimes get lost in translation, for lack of better terms. We believe that the shooter, we're being told, is of school age, possibly a student at this school.
Yeah, both the both the suspected shooter as well as the person of interest. There are two individuals who have been detained and are in custody. Both are believed to be students. So it is important to get the facts out. Here is what we do know. As you've heard there, multiple fatalities between 8 to 10 at the Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe, Texas, which is about 30 minutes outside of Houston. There was an officer who was also injured, though we don't know the extent of his injuries. Right. This is the 22nd school shooting so far this year, the third this week. Officers arrived on scene and heard gunshots, and it happened between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this morning, right before school started.
We're 2 hours difference from the Houston area, so keep that in mind when we talk about times, so that we are well into it at this point. One of the things, and one of the reports, both from law enforcement and from witnesses, are that somebody pulled the fire alarm. Where we heard that before, I immediately thought of Parkland and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where the shooter is the one who pulled the fire alarm there to kind of get people out of classrooms. And we're hearing that a fire alarm was used again. Was it used by a teacher to warn people, or a teacher or a student, or was it used by the shooter to cause confusion?
Right, exactly. Since this is a developing story, some of those types of details are going to change, because if you're listening to reports right now, Bruce, you've heard anywhere from the shooter has pulled the fire alarm to a student pulling it to a teacher pulling it. So some of these details are unclear. Another detail that we're looking to verify right now, apparently the shooting took place in an art class. Was that art class targeted?
Okay, and, or a teacher or a student in there targeted?
We're also looking to verify the report of explosives explosives, where there are explosives inside the school. Now, another interesting situation is unfolding right down the street from the high school. There is a second investigative scene as well. Officers are looking at the possibility of explosive devices in a trailer home not far from the Santa Fe High School. Now, we do not know the relationship to the situation at the high school right now, but there are two investigative scenes. And Bruce, you were talking about that fire alarm.
Yeah.
We're hearing from students. Man, you know, you hear about students who were inside this school when shots rang out. And man, it just hits you right in the gut.
The alarm started going off. Everybody went outside. And all the teachers are like, get this way, come over here, come over here. Next thing you know, we hear the booms and everybody just starts running. Everybody yelling, run, go, as fast as you can.
Okay, you know, we talked about this a little bit. There's one word this morning that has just been sending chills up and down my spine. And it's just three letters. And it's the word run. Run.
When you,
the only time you have an adult tell you to run is whether you're on a baseball diamond or a football field. And in that case, it's a coach. When you're at a school and you have an adult or a friend or anybody have that sheer look of fear in their eyes and they tell you to run, man, that just sends shivers up my spine.
You hear boom, 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 and I just ran as fast as I could to the nearest forest so I could hide, and I called my mom.
Listen, you know, there are statistics aside, okay? We're going to leave statistics out of this. The reality of it is that these are high school, junior high, elementary age children who are increasingly targeted at their schools, and you don't have to have a school shooting to feel terrified to be at school. You used to be, you and I, Pamela, grew up at a time like the idea of somebody firing a gun at school was like, you know, we had a better chance of Martians landing. And now kids go to school with, practice, talk about, are influenced by, see this all the time, that somebody could show up with a gun at any time and start shooting at their school.
Why? What is going hold on. What is going on? What is going on today that makes kids unable to cope with whatever's happening in their lives? And they think that this is the solution. I remember Columbine.
Yeah.
I was in college at ASU and I was working at the Chili's off of Millen University.
Wow.
And I remember walking into the bar and watching it on CNN. And going, what the heck is this? Like, who goes to a school and starts shooting? And I am routinely having to crack this mic and tell our audience about it, especially since this is the 22nd school shooting this year. And you've got students who won't be the same.
I was scared for her. I didn't know what to think. I shouldn't be going through this at my school. Like, this is my daily life. I shouldn't have to feel like that. And I feel scared to even go back.
There was a mom I heard. I've been watching KHOU, which is the local affiliate out of Houston. And there was a mom who has two daughters that goes to the school. She had one daughter call her and tell her that her sister was in the classroom where the shooting originated.
Oh, my.
Mom hasn't heard from her other daughter yet. We heard from the hospital talking about parents who can't find their children showing up at the hospital and that they're going to try to help them find their children. And I can't help, as a mother of an 8-year-old, not to run that through my own filter of good God, I hear of a school shooting at my daughter's school, and I can't find her.
Yeah, I can't. I can't imagine that panic that sets in. I can't imagine. I can't imagine it. And there are parents who are feeling that panic. There are parents that are dealing with what can only be described as the absolute worst case scenario right now. As we know, according to police, 8 to 10 fatalities, shooter in custody at Santa Fe High School outside of Houston.
And our thoughts and prayers are going to be with those families, with those students. But the thoughts and prayers didn't do anything after Stoneman Douglas. Thoughts and prayers didn't do anything after Newtown. What has to be done? And what is going on that this is even an option with the young people today? Yeah. Chime in. Open mic line. We'd love to get your thoughts on this. Like, what's happening and what needs to be done to prevent it from happening? 602-200-2733. 602-200-2733.
Law enforcement has also told us that there was a police officer injured in this shooting. I've not heard about the severity of the injury or what it is, but there was law enforcement there. Was that a school resource officer? Was it a responding officer? Was it just someone who happened to be on the campus? So we're trying to get some details out of that as well and find out exactly what law enforcement, or was there any sort of armed presence on this campus at this high school, and what impact did that have? We'll continue to update you on this. Obviously, as more information comes in, we will give you the absolute latest. And again, continue to get some of your thoughts on it and what can be done. I you know, if there was an easy answer to this, I think we would have come up with it by now. The lead brought to you by Burge Ford, off the US 60 in Mesa Drive, online at burgeford.com.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
You know, there's also patients right now at local hospitals there outside of Houston who are battling for their lives. According to spokespeople at hospitals, they have people in critical condition in operating rooms currently fighting for their lives. These numbers could continue to change.
The numbers right now, as we have them, between 8 and 10 people dead following a shooting at the Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe, Texas. We're also learning from the Harris County Sheriff that two people are in custody, the suspected shooter as well as a person of interest. Both are reportedly students at that high school, which is an important distinction to make.
Yeah.
Here's why.
The shooter was a student. And that means kids are going to know who this is really quick.
Knows the environment. Knows the, you know, the topography of the land, right. Knows the angles,
knows the timing of school.
Timing of school, the movement of students, knows where people gather in mass, knows how to launch an attack for the greatest number of victims and casualties.
NBC News is reporting that the shooter in this case, the one in custody, is a 17-year-old male student at Santa Fe High School. They also say explosive devices were involved, but there's no evidence that they detonated.
Yeah, we're just getting this update right now that explosive devices have been located at the school, as well as a second investigative scene off campus. I believe this is the trailer that we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Law enforcement in the process of making them safe. Now, the school has been completely evacuated at this point. Like you said, we're not getting any reports of anything having been detonated. But the other aspect that we're learning here, and again, I'm getting this from KHOU, which is the local affiliate there down in Houston, that just like in Stoneman Douglas, Snapchat videos. There are Snapchat videos of students hiding in ditches and hearing the gunshots.
Actually hearing the shots. There appears to be, according to the timeline I saw from one student, and again, these can change and I can understand how things can be hazy, is that a fire alarm was pulled. And after the fire alarm, and after this student said they left the classroom and went outside, they continued to hear gunshots, which, again, you don't know who pulled the fire alarm. Was that an effort to get people out of classrooms, or was it an effort to save people? But that a fire alarm was pulled and there were still shots afterwards.
And the Harris County Sheriff also saying that when officers arrived on scene, they too heard gunshots.
Wow. So this shooting could have been going on for a while if police had a chance to respond, and upon coming upon the scene, we're hearing gunfire.
We're also hearing from students and parents in the wake of this Santa Fe High School shooting. Between 8 and 10 students and staff are dead.
They heard three shots, and then I heard four more shots.
All the teachers are telling us to run, run, go.
I heard so many people saying that, like, it was gunshots and that, like, people were dead. And I was, like, shaking. My anxiety was bad.
Pray. That's what we need right now, guys. Just pray for our kids.
Because whoever did this is really selfish and cold-hearted. These are innocent people at our school.
If you would have heard what I heard this morning, the fear in my loved one's voice because of my son being in that classroom.
It's really scary. Really, really scary.
It was very scary. My brother was in the classroom when it happened. We're still trying to get contact with him.
Nobody should have to go through this. Nobody should feel that pain. It hurts my heart to see this.
Again, the shooter being described as a 17-year-old student, current student at this high school, Santa Fe High School. Also getting some report quoting law enforcement sources saying the weapon used was a shotgun and that the shooter also was throwing pipe bombs. It is unclear whether any of those detonated.
You know, this school, according to students, you know, that's who we're hearing from right now. And I believe it. I have no reason not to believe it. Had recently done a drill, like an active shooter drill or a lockdown drill or whatever you want to call it. I know that they're different drills, but you get the gist of where I'm going here. And students are being taught the run, hide, fight technique. And unfortunately, I found myself as the mother of an 8-year-old after Stoneman Douglas, given all of the experts that we had here on our air, Bruce, saying you as a parent have to be having these conversations with your kid. You as a parent have to be preparing them. I said, even a second grader? Yes, even as a second
even
grader.
A second grader.
I had a conversation with my daughter about run, hide, fight.
Oh, my.
8 years old. No. Because this is the reality of the world that we live in right now. It is a scary reality. I hate it. But it's sad.
Would you rather have
is.
The discussion now? Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you know what? And you can practice all you want until you're in this type of situation. You don't know how you're going to react.
We'll continue to update you again as new information comes in. The latest, we're hearing 8 to 10 fatalities. Shooter, a current student at the school, in custody. Multiple investigations going on. And we know that there are people severely injured in hospital as we speak.
Yeah, you heard that young lady saying, my heart hurts. All of ours do.
Did the FBI place an informant, embed an informant in the Trump campaign? Is this bigger than Watergate? We'll tell you the facts of the story that we know coming up next.
KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
So we continue to monitor events coming out of Santa Fe, Texas. Again, think southeast of Houston, maybe a little closer to Galveston and the coast, where at a high school this morning, Santa Fe High School, a gunman fired. They have a confirmed 8 fatalities. It could be more, plus more injured and in the hospital.
There's a news conference going on right now, Bruce. We do know that between 8 and 10 people have died at this shooting, the majority of them students. We're also learning that the one officer who was injured, we've now learned that officer had been shot. And
we believe was a school resource officer, was identified as SFISD, which is the Independent School District.
We're working on that. And they've also confirmed that explosive devices have been found both on campus and around the school area.
We'll, again, continue to update you as we get information and have all the latest for you here on KTAR, plus KTAR.com, another great place that you can keep up with all of the breaking news where it comes to this. Something else that's been going on and a narrative that's I think it's popped up, and I worry that it's maybe not 100% true. President Trump was tweeting yesterday that a story bigger than Watergate, Pamela. Bigger than Watergate, and that is that the FBI had a mole inside his campaign.
A mole? Isn't a mole... Here's the story right now. I don't know if it's necessarily a mole, because it wasn't a plant. Okay.
Yeah.
It appears as though someone within the Trump campaign, as I understand it, didn't like what was going on, didn't agree with some decisions that were being made, and decided to tell the FBI about it.
A whistleblower, an informant. It was somebody who was hired and working inside the campaign. And according to the FBI and FBI sources, this person became concerned or alarmed in some way, shape, or form and went to law enforcement.
So this wasn't as though the FBI planted someone in the campaign.
Okay, it's not like we had Jay Dobbins on before. Yes. Jay Dobbins was the FBI agent who infiltrated a biker gang. But he went in with the purpose of, I got to hang out with them. Hopefully they like me. They let me come in and then I can become an informant. That is not what happened. The FBI says that's not how they operate. They're saying this person came to them.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani talking a little bit about this to CNN last night.
We're told there were two infiltrations, two embedded people in the campaign. And
now, when you say you were told, just let's clear the record. You mean you're gleaning this from the reporting that's out there?
No, the reporting corroborates what people have told us off the record. You don't know if they're right or not. There are people who knew a little about the investigation.
When he says embedded, I mean, I think of an embedded report, like war report.
They're
like
using terms to play to their base that there was some sort of conspiracy and try to detract from there are people that thought there was improper or illegal activity happening.
That would probably, with the DOJ and the current situation that it's in, so frightened of any intrusion, that'd be probably really misunderstood. Look, they should tell us if there was. I mean, their obligation is on them.
The president has not been shy about talking to people at the top of the investigation about what he wants to know. He asked the person running the investigation to say publicly he was clear.
As his lawyer, I think that has to go through the White House counsel's office or possibly us. Shouldn't go through him.
Hey, you know what? Right now, the stakes are so high on this right now. The FBI has been working over the last couple of weeks to mitigate the potential damage if this source's identity is released.
They believe that this source, and again, this is coming from FBI and apparently some CIA sources, that this person, male or female, working inside the Trump campaign 2 years ago, who came to them, had worked with the FBI and or intelligence previously, had some sort of relationship, unclear what it is, but that outing them as an FBI informant would potentially put their life in danger, is what the FBI is saying. I don't know that to be true or not. I think here's the part that President Trump misses. When he says bigger than Watergate, I think he's got a point. The problem is, I don't think it means what he think it means. The crimes may be worse than Nixon's is the problem. The crimes that are being alleged and that are being investigated might make Watergate look like jaywalking. You're right. It might be bigger than Watergate, President Trump, and you're right smack dab in the middle of it.
Well, the Post, the Washington Post, was the first to report earlier this month that an FBI informant and top secret longtime intelligence source provided information early on in the FBI investigation. This is between possible connections between Russia and the Trump campaign. Now, you also had a New York Times story that was published this week about the beginning of the Russia probe reported at least one government informant met several times with two former Trump campaign advisors, Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. What's happened to George Papadopoulos?
George Papadopoulos is singing like a bird to avoid. Well, he pled guilty.
Yeah.
Papadopoulos is one of the ones that pled guilty and is a cooperating witness. Here's the thing. Again, the terminology that the Trump campaign and Rudy Giuliani are using are purposely misleading. Whoever this FBI informant is, they hired. They hire only the best, is what I've heard. They hired them to be a part of the campaign. This person, in turn, felt they saw something, heard something, were asked to do something that made them uncomfortable and went to law enforcement. Isn't that what we want people to do? If you see something, say something, there's a crime being committed. It's, again, there's no evidence that they created a person and tried to get them in and get them hired. There's no evidence of that. The evidence is the opposite. This is of somebody who was inside the organization who said, like a whistleblower, and said, I need to tell somebody about this. It's unclear what they were providing information for.
Hey, we just want to update you on a story that we're following right now. It's a developing story out of Santa Fe, Texas, the high school there, where at least 8, upwards of 10 people are dead. This is involving a school shooting. The majority of those dead are students. We are hearing from police that the suspected shooter is in custody as well as a person of interest. We're also being told that explosive devices were found on campus as well as off campus at a separate site. That entire campus has been evacuated, and they are trying to make sure everything is safe.
All students and staff have been cleared from the school. Six people were taken to local hospitals, including a Santa Fe Independent School District officer. I'm going to take that to be a school resource officer, or an on-campus officer who was injured by gunfire. So that's where we're at.
Continuing to follow this story for you, and we will have updates throughout the show and all day here on KTIR.
Governor Ducey is trying to combat the teacher crisis in Arizona, but a new law he signed is leaving some people scratching their heads. We'll give you the latest on that and all the developing information coming out of Santa Fe, Texas, coming up next on Arizona's News Station.
Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
So we're continuing to monitor and gather information coming out of Santa Fe, Texas, between Houston and Galveston, where a 17-year-old student, male student, walked into, we're hearing, an art class this morning and began to open fire at the high school.
We're also finding that among those that have been taken to the police, one of the Santa Fe Independent School District officers, yes, the school district itself has a police department, and one of the officers from that police department was shot.
We know that there's been at least six transported, including one Santa Fe ISD police officer that has been shot.
Yeah, so they do have their own private, I say private, but they have their own dedicated police force for their schools. They only have, we believe, three school campuses, so it's not a very large district, but they do have their own police, and one of those officers was shot by the suspect, is what we are hearing at this point. We know there's people in the hospital, there's people in critical condition, and the investigation rolls on.
Right. So we will continue to update you on this story throughout the show and throughout the day here on KTIR. But there's another story. It's involving schools in a very different vein, though, right here in Arizona that we think is worth discussing because maybe you know about it, maybe you don't. This is the new legislation that had been signed into law by Governor Ducey recently.
Yeah, and he was on a signing spree. Remember, they do all
this. That's exactly what happens at the end of a session.
Yeah,
and while everybody's attention was focused on the 20 by 2020 plan and getting additional funding for teachers.
Right.
What didn't get a lot of attention during that time, Bruce, is this new law.
Yeah.
This new law that will allow teachers to be hired with no formal teacher training as long as they have 5 years of experience in fields relevant to the subject that they'll be teaching.
I can see good and bad for this. I will acknowledge. It seems to me that there's a lowering of the standard. A lowering of the standard it takes to be a teacher. But you could make an argument, play along with me, that there are certain fields where you could have people who have worked in that field for 5 years or so but may not have a teaching certificate that may be of value to students. So I can see it, but it strikes me as the primary reason is a way to try to get more teachers hired as we're struggling with a teacher shortage.
Yeah, I can see the pros and cons of this. I don't feel as though like I could just go into anybody else's job and do it without proper training
or certification or whatnot. Yeah, being a teacher is a very unique skill.
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, for instance, I taught as an adjunct professor at ASU for a couple of semesters. I taught within the Walter Cronkite School. And I didn't have any formal teacher training.
But you had a background in broadcasting.
But I had background and so I taught. And it was hard. Nobody prepares you for that. And I would have loved to have gotten a little training. So I can see, I think I brought value to those students. I didn't need a teaching degree necessarily to do so.
So you can acknowledge...
I can acknowledge that you could find qualified candidates that can educate our kids. Yes.
But I think they would be in very specific areas. You know, you could imagine like computer software,
sure,
or something like that. But like math or English What, because you've been reading for 5 years, you can teach English class? Like,
And that's what...
That sounds odd.
That kind of gets to another point I have, when they say 5 years of experience in relevant fields.
Okay.
Well, define relevant.
Define relevant. That is certainly subjective.
Exactly. And you've got the governor who said, hey, you know what? This is going to entice great teachers into the classroom and help alleviate Arizona's teacher shortages. I think that's a little bit of pie in the sky wishful thinking. As a parent, I can't concede that there are individuals out there who don't have teaching degrees that would probably be excellent in front of a classroom.
Would bring value to students.
But I don't think that is going to be the overwhelming majority of candidates that you get in this kind of pool. I think you're going to have a lot of people go, that didn't work, that didn't work, that didn't work. Well, let me try this teaching gig. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that's not the person I want in front of my child educating them.
Well, we continue to struggle with education in the state of Arizona, and we continue to try to find some sort of a formula that works. We know there are budget constraints, even with the victory, if you would say, by the Red for Ed campaign. No one thinks there's too much money. Nobody thinks they're overpaying yet, you know, that we're still going to be near the bottom of a lot of these indicators. Is this a desperation move? Is this something where even Governor Ducey acknowledges this is the best we can do at this point?
No, we can do better.
We can do better.
No, we can do better. I don't believe the throw my hands up. This good enough. No, good enough isn't good enough when it comes to educating our kids.
But don't we hear that one of the big problems, at least when it comes to a teacher shortage in Arizona, is that if you are a qualified teacher in insert field here, history, that skill that you have is worth more in New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, and California, and you could just go across get in your car and drive 5 or 6 hours and get paid more to do it.
That's why money's a big issue, too.
I agree.
Yes. Again, folks, we just want to update you on the story out of Santa Fe, Texas. At least 8 people have been killed in a school shooting there. We're going to have much more coming up for you.
Yeah, including some of the press conferences that are going on. We've had the chief of police speak, other officials. We have people at the local hospital speaking about those that are receiving treatment. We'll give you the latest that we have and get some of your thoughts on it. Where are we at with this? You know, we don't hate to say it. Welcome to the new normal.
Why does it keep happening? Yeah. 602-200-2733.
We'll get into all that. And Bob McClay, going to get you caught up with everything you need to know. It's coming up next right here on Arizona's News Station.